prophet Gemini. Didymus, the lyrical pseudo-historian. Listen, wake up to an expedition within the heart of the Grand Canyon. The sand and his companion hide the truth to understand one of America's deepest, darkest secrets, and how a man's beliefs get implanted as a brief threat in the front page of a leaflet. Believe it, there is a labyrinth of tunnels as the Colorado River funnels its troubles into a cauldron that bubbles and doubles for America's persona. This cherished canyon, known to its own in Arizona. Natural history taught only in schools of mystery, passed down by generations of masons and meetings of secrecy. Knowledge of Egyptian artifacts that could cause heart attacks were excavated in American soil and lost between the cracks and walls of the Smithsonian. Sequence that withholding them for the purpose of molding men to stop our timeline from unfolding again. I'm told that when you consider Giza as the prime meridian, you get actual, factual, mathematical, provable evidence in the Grand Canyon. All stone circles and megaliths hold a code that will explode if you properly decipher the hidden gifts within the myths. Come on, listen, wake up! See, I can tell exactly how red herring would smell, and that's why we use the ball under America's spell. Their magic wand has been used to ripple the pond, to erase the past from the now, prevent the beyond. See, I can tell exactly how red herring would smell, and that's why we use the ball under America's spell. Their magic wand has been used to ripple the pond, to erase the past from the now, prevent the beyond. An approximate 2-hour drive north to Sydney, Australia, find hieroglyphs edging the cliffs without any failure. There is a trail there, known to its own as fire, that leads to an Egyptian description left for us to admire. I am no liar, watch me prove this. At the end of the chamber, there's remarkable size carving in the god Anubis. It's true with these findings, I hope that it's reminding everyday people there is a sequel to the pattern that's unwinding. And I won't be minding my own business, I've been stressed ever since I found out that it took incest to create a princess. And the sting of the whip could make any timeline shrink. It could flip and show that kingship had definitely taken a trip across the seven seas, navigating with the help of heaven's keys, with the knowledge of God that would knock any reverend down to his knees. Come on, listen, wake up! See, I can tell exactly how red herring would smell, and that's why we use the ball under America's spell. Their magic wand has been used to ripple the pond, to erase the past from the now, prevent the beyond. See, I can tell exactly how red herring would smell, and that's why we use the ball under America's spell. Their magic wand has been used to ripple the pond, to erase the past from the now, prevent the beyond. I'll clear the smoke away with the back of my hand and unravel the riddle that lies in the middle of Oak Island. It's no joke, my friend, so allow me to continue to discuss the stigma with an enigma that would one day come true. As I thumb through a some new as Prince Henry Sinclair's New Scotland, I caught wind cause many had already been there. It's not from thin air, clues there's many among us that he landed and left some stranded way before Columbus. There's an abundance of evidence that reminds me some funny shit and energy that men would see go into the money pit. One day it would appear that it couldn't have been planned any faster, from the temple of night with the Masonic might of a grandmaster. Could a disaster this complex be purposely overlooked? Would you believe we all been deceived by a simple textbook? Come on, listen, wake up! See, I can tell exactly how red herring would smell, and that's why we use the ball under America's spell. Their magic wand has been used to ripple the pond, to erase the past from the now, prevent the beyond. See, I can tell exactly how red herring would smell, and that's why we use the ball under America's spell. Their magic wand has been used to ripple the pond, to erase the past from the now, prevent the beyond. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up! Ripples in the pond, ripples in the pond, ripples in the pond, ripples in the pond, ripples in the pond. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Ripples in the pond, ripples in the pond, ripples in the pond, ripples in the pond, ripples in the pond.